We normally talk a lot about, well, different things I'm going to rant and rave about. Well, the topic that I was going to rant and rave about, the potential for the Las Vegas Raiders, that news today was broken by Steve Sisolak, the Clark County Commission Chair, whose tweet was out there everywhere today saying the Raiders have officially filed for relocation. And, well, Mr. Sisolak's been kind enough to join us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Let's get it right from him. Steve, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Terrific, Matt. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming on. And in terms of this day, in terms of this moment, just how significant was that today that the Raiders filed for relocation?
It was huge in the overall scope of things. We've been working on this for, since the Adelsons came to me a year and a half ago, thereabouts, year and a quarter ago. And finally comes down to today where they actually file the formal paperwork. And now we've got one step left with the owners' meeting. But it was a big day that they actually file the paperwork with the NFL.
Did you know that was coming? Did you know that was today was going to be the day that it happened?
I knew they were planning. They, you know, I talked to the Raiders folks. I talked to them regularly, obviously, and they told me it was going to be sometime, obviously, between the end of their season and February 15th. And Mark Vadain said, and I, you know, because we're getting so much media attention in Las Vegas here, and I said, Mark, you got to give me a heads up when you're going to do this, so I'm ready. So he called me this morning, I don't know, it was a little bit after 8, I guess, and said, we filed our paperwork. I just want to let you know. So it's going to be out there in a couple hours. So that was it.
You know,
so
it's
then it all began.
Yeah, it went everywhere, and everyone jumped on it, and everyone reported it, and now we have the Las Vegas Raiders, now not just a hypothetical, but now an actual reality that it may actually come to pass. And what types of indications have you heard from the Raiders or even people in and around the NFL about the vote that could take place in March? How tough of a sell, or even will it be a tough sell, to get this approved?
That'll be, you know, I haven't talked to any of the NFL, other NFL teams. Obviously, just been dealing regularly with the Raiders. I can tell you that from day one, the organization and both Mark Davis and Mark Vadain have been totally committed to this move. I mean, they gave the governor their word. They looked me in the face, shook my hand, and said, we're coming to Vegas, and we're not backing down. And despite all the efforts to stop it and obstacles and to keep them in Oakland, and they told me they need 24 votes. They're working hard. They are lobbying. They're convincing. They're reassuring everybody. They're doing everything they possibly can to get as many of those votes as they possibly can.
You know, you mentioned the Adelson family coming to you to talk about this a year and a half ago. In the statement that you guys released today, you mentioned the efforts by the Adelson family to make this happen. Were you surprised to hear from the Rooney family, the owners of the Steelers, saying that there's a plan in place to go forward without the Adelsons being involved?
No, I wasn't that surprised by that. The legislation that we actually passed did not specify, because you can't pass legislation in Nevada that is benefits one person, one individual, or one company. So the football team was not specified. The developing partner was not specified. So any developer could step in those shoes. Any football team could step in those shoes. Obviously, we're working on the Raiders and the Adelsons, but they've got some work left to go on their negotiations with the team to come to an agreement on revenue sharing and whatnot from the stadium. And hopefully they're going to be able to consummate that and stay in the deal.
How does that affect the people of Las Vegas? How does that affect the deal with the $750 million? Does that impact it at all, or is that a totally separate situation, the negotiation between the Adelson family and the Raiders?
Totally separate situation. It's, you know, that's between, the deal was structured in so much as the public part of this, which is coming from room tax, is $750 million. The other $1.15 billion has to come from a combination of the team, the NFL, and the developing partner. However they split that up is their business. But they're going to be responsible for that much money. They get the revenue from the stadium. They get the proceeds. They're responsible for the operation, the profits, and or losses of the stadium. And that's negotiated. It's a private contract negotiation.
Steve Sisolak, the Clark County Commission Chair, joining us here on Game Night. Location of the stadium, is there a leading candidate? I know there's a couple of them. Do you have a preference as to where the stadium would be built?
I've been asked that question a lot today. There's two that are really seriously under consideration. They're very close to each other. Probably the corners of the two parcels might be somewhere between a quarter of a mile and a half mile between them. I like the one that's actually on Las Vegas Boulevard. It's currently a golf course. It's called Valley High Golf Course. I think that would be ideal to have a Las Vegas address, Las Vegas Boulevard address, a strip address, as opposed to off the strip, but it would be immediately right behind Mandalay Bay in the Four Seasons. So it's a great location. Both locations are, but you know, you get into things of, you got to study that in terms of the height on both properties that's allowable because they're both fairly near the airport. But the infrastructure, they're responsible for all the construction and any overruns. One might have more, need more traffic mediation in terms of freeway access and ingress and egress on the property. Another one might need more in terms of utilities. So they got to put a pencil to the paper and determine which would be the most economically beneficial. I think the strip one would probably get more in terms of naming rights because you have more visibility. But, you know, there's more expense associated with that. The land is more. So they've got to work through that themselves.
Mr. Sisak, before I let you go, there was a comment in the State of the City address by Mayor Goodman that I found pretty interesting. She said in the next decade, in the next 10 years, all four major sports teams or sports leagues will have teams here in Las Vegas. Do you agree?
All four. If she's talking about the two that we're missing are basketball and baseball, I think that there's a real possibility we'd get basketball. I know Jim Murren from the MGM predicted that we'd have a team in, I think, 3 to 5 years, he said, a couple months ago, if we get the Raiders.
Wow.
I think the NBA would be a real possibility. Baseball would be a tough sell, I think, because that involves building an entirely new stadium again. And this one has been a major undertaking, building this stadium, just an incredibly major undertaking. And while we can use the T-Mobile, we're using it for Vegas Golden Knights, and you could use it for basketball as well. I don't know about building another stadium for baseball. I mean, someday is it possible? Yeah, absolutely, someday it's possible. I think the mayor's being optimistic, and I know she's pushing soccer for downtown too, so I don't know how that will play out either.
Yeah, I don't think baseball is a good idea. I think let's just leave it at the three. I'm all for the NBA coming here, but let's just leave it at the three. Football, basketball, and hockey, I'm all for, right?
Yeah, let's lock up football first, then we'll start talking about basketball. But we got a ways to go. I told the Raiders today, and I told, you know, the Adelson representatives, I said, hey, look, you're first and goal on the 2-yard line, but you got to punch it in the end zone now. You got to bring it home and get those owners' votes. And I know they're committed to it. I know they're working hard. They're doing a great job lobbying those folks. They're leaving no stone unturned. They're taking nothing for granted. And hopefully when we get to the end of March in the owners' meeting, they're going to be able to count to 24.
Steve, great stuff. Thanks for the time. Congratulations on today. It was a big moment. Really cool.
My pleasure. It was a great moment for the town. Thanks for having me, guys.
That is Steve Sisolak. He's the Clark County Commission Chair here on SB Nation Radio on the Progressive Insurance Liberty Guest Line on Game Night with Matt Perrault. Big moment for the city of Las Vegas. The funding is there. The plans are there. You heard him say there are two different sites for the stadium. The one on the Strip, I completely agree with. Having a Las Vegas Boulevard address down by Mandalay Bay would be a brilliant place for the stadium. It's looking like a possibility. It's never been closer. And yes, it stinks for the Oakland Raiders. Excuse me, the city of Oakland and Oakland Raider fans in Oakland. But you know what? It's a quick flight. It's actually a really cheap flight to come and watch your team play.